Brendan,
how you doing?
I noticed you have a Braylon Edwards jersey. You collect other receivers' jerseys?
No, not really.
You just like him?
Yeah, I just got his jersey.
What's this? What's the last like week been for you? You've obviously been in the headlines quite a bit nationally. Has it been eye-opening that you were focused so much attention on so many players?
Actually, I mean, I'm not sure how much I was in the media. I mean, I really don't watch too much of football when I get out of these doors, and you know, I don't pick up the paper much, so I didn't read or see anything.
You saying you don't care about us?
Oh, no, I love you guys.
Okay. The whole thing in the Browns game was like a topic of discussion nationally on radio shows and SportsCenter and all the different shows. Did you know it was going to cause so much discussion?
I mean, that was last week. You know, this week, you know, I'm focusing on just Atlanta and, you know, what we got to do to beat them. So, you know, that was last week.
One more. I know that was last week, but did you see that Giancarlo and Tommy Smith didn't say?
No, I didn't see any. I didn't watch it. Yeah, I didn't watch. Like I said, I didn't watch any sports shows or pick up any papers this past week. Sometimes I do, you know, but majority of the time, you know, I'm just off my feet relaxing.
You talk a little bit about what the Falcons were able to do last week. A lot of pass breakups, allowed some yardage, but made a lot of plays. What do you see from them?
Defense, did, like you said, didn't make a lot of plays, and you know, they're hard hitting and they're sound in their technique and their scheme of what they're trying to do.
It seems like you guys got really comfortable on offense in the fourth quarter when you had to spread it out. It just seems like you guys, I mean, it's unconventional, but you guys are better when you spread it out. I mean, would you like to see more of that, you know, five receivers and just like you were in the first few?
Well, I mean, we did what we had to do to win, and you know, depending on the situation and you know, as far as who's up and who's down, you know, we're going to take advantage of our opportunities, and that's what we did against Cleveland.
But do you think that's when your offense is at its best, it seems? When you guys are really, you know, four or five receivers?
I just think Coach Shanahan does a great job of just creating mismatches and taking advantage of it. And that's what he did against Cleveland, and, you know, I think he's known for that, you know, since he's been in the league.
You looking at a possible matchup with Foxy out there?
Oh, that would be fun. You know, Fox, I think we're all happy in this locker room for Fox, and, you know, for him getting a chance and opportunity to be a number one, be a starter in this league. And, you know, here he's behind Champ and Dre, so we're excited for him.
Talk a little bit about just the matchup under center with Ryan and Cutler, two of the more dynamic young quarterbacks in the league right now.
Well, Ryan at home, I think his quarterback rating is like 125, so he's doing some good things. They're 4-0 at home, and, you know, he's definitely their leader on their offense and even in their locker room. So it would be interesting to see him play. But, you know, Jay's been in the league for 3 years, so I think he's a little bit more comfortable out there.
Back to the matchup with Foxworth, I mean, this is a guy that you're probably more familiar with than any corner you face in the league. Is that going to be an advantage for you or an advantage for him?
Fox is good. You know, I'm approaching this game, and I think all of us receivers are approaching this game just like we're playing against any DB. So it'll be fun going out there against Fox, someone who I am familiar with and I know.
Do you think the offense got their swagger back a little bit in Cleveland, or is that just something that's a one-game thing and it doesn't carry over?
Well, I think we'll be able to decide that after this game. You know, I said last week, you know, we needed that one drive to get that swag back, and it's just now just seeing if we can do it two games in a row.
What about yourself getting that swagger back? You talked about how, you know, you were kind of frustrated with your game up until that game with a touchdown. Did that help you?
I just got to continue to work. You know, I'm not where I want to be right now as far as a player in my career and even in the season. You know, it's been up and down, and, you know, I got to be more consistent, you know, in the playbook and even on the field. So that's what I'm trying to work on.
Was it a straight jersey swap with Braylon Edwards?
Oh, yes. Yep.
When you came out and got 18 catches the first game, was it easy to think, wow, it's going to be an easy season? Because it hasn't turned out to be an easy season personally for you, obviously.
It was just one of those games where I got an opportunity to catch a lot of balls, and, you know, I took advantage of my opportunity, and I didn't drop any. And if I want to be good, I got to continue just to catch the ball.
Have you given some thought to a new touchdown celebration this week?
Oh, no. I'm not a guy to sit at home and think of and try to create different, antics in the end zone. So, you know, that was just, you know, just a special week, and that's all that was. But, you know, usually when I get the ball, you know, I'm just celebrating with my teammates, or might throw the ball in the stands to the crowd or even jump in the crowd. So, I'm not sitting thinking about anything else.
You got some that you like out there, though? You enjoy them. you enjoy some of the touchdown celebrations by others?
I mean, I'm a fan. You know, I'm definitely a fan, not just a player in this league. And sometimes watching those guys, it makes it a little fun, but I'm not a guy because I'm not as creative as those other guys who get in the end zone and do all those celebrations.
Is that what you kind of said to Mike? Because he said he talked to you about it and kind of was not that happy about it. Did you say that to him? That was a one-time thing and it's not something I plan on doing?
I think he just mentioned it to me just as, you know, jokingly, like, you know, we were talking about something else. So, and like I said, I'm going to continue to be me, and you know, and I'm never going to try to jeopardize my team, and you know, it's winning. So I think I was caught up in a moment back then, but I mean, that past week, and I was just that week.
In your defense, you did listen to Stokely, right? I mean.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm a team guy, you know. I mean, Stoke is definitely a vet, and you know, he was thinking clearer than me. So you know, I wasn't paying attention to the situation, and you know, all I was thinking about was the fine. So.